Oh, we love talking at the moment because the Santos Tour Down Under is just about to start on Sunday. We talked to Mike Tomalaris from SBS about it because invariably it's a lot of these superstar cycling teams and individuals that are kick-starting their tour and they do it down under. Mike's going to give us an insight at what we should expect across the tour. G'day, Mike.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Webby. good to talk to you. You're right. It is the biggest race, stage race in Australia. And you're right, all the big names are here. Why? Because it kicks off the World Tour. The World Tour starts in January right here in Australia and continues through to October and takes in big races like the Spring Classics, Paris-Roubaix, the Giro, the Tour de France, the Vuelta. So this is a very important start to the new year. And that being the case, we have got a lot of big riders here. None bigger, I don't believe, than Peter Sagan. And some of your listeners and viewers might be saying, who is this Peter Sagan? Well, not only is he the hottest name in the world of cycling, but I believe he's perhaps the most charismatic athlete in the world of sport.
Wow.
Have a look at him. He's a rock star. He's got the long hair. He's got so much personality, oozes with personality. He's a two-time world champion. He's won the green jersey at the Tour de France, for example, five times. He's coming back to Adelaide for the first time in 7 years. 7 years ago when he was here, he was a nobody.
Yeah.
These days, he is above everybody else, really.
Talk us through the course. Talk us through how many stages and how long it goes for and what type of event are we looking at?
Yeah, Webby, it starts on Sunday with, it's not really part of the race. It's an exhibition race. It's an appetizer, if you like. It's a criterium around the streets of Adelaide. And that is the People's Choice road race around the streets of Adelaide. But it really kicks into gear with stage one on Tuesday. Look, they take in the hilly terrains that are available around Adelaide and into South Australia. For example, the Barossa Valley, the Adelaide Hills, the McLaren Vale District. On one particular stage, they go up and over the Fleurieu Peninsula and down into Victor Harbour. But it's the penultimate stage, which ultimately decides this race and has traditionally done so, and that is up Wollunga Hill. At this time of the year, it's no Alpe d'Huez, it's no Mont Ventoux or any of the classic stages that we've come to appreciate in the Tour de France. But for these guys, the first race of the year, it's a 3-kilometre rise. They do it twice. It's tough enough for these guys who are just kicking off their campaign.
What about Richie Porte? His form going in, obviously he's probably the best Aussie hope. He hasn't ridden since Rio with that shoulder injury. What are his chances? Because he is world-class.
Look, he is world-class, and it's, I guess, make or break year for Richie Porte. He did so well to finish fifth at the Tour de France last year. He's got two goals this year, Jimmy, and that is to do really well at the Tour Down Under on home soil. If not win it, he's finished second, runner-up on two occasions the last 2 years. He really wants to crack it for a victory, but his whole year revolves around winning the Tour de France and following in the footsteps of Peter Levens from 6 years ago. I believe he can do it. He's prepared himself over the last couple of years by being Chris Froome's understudy at Team Sky. He's with BMC now. He is the team leader. He is the team captain. He's capable of winning the Tour de France. So this is the start of a big year for Richie Porte.
Bit off topic, but Cadell Evans' book that's been released over the summer is probably one of the most well-supported books.
Is it?
You know, that's been released in the lead up to Christmas, which says to me how much, you know, Australians actually fell in love with that tour win from Cadell.
Yeah.
So we're ripe for it, don't you reckon, Mike, for another Australian to win it?
I think so, Webby. The assembly line has been churning over with top professionals. It all started, as far as I'm concerned, when I did my first Tour de France back in the mid-1990s with Bobby McEwen, and then we had Stuart O'Grady, Michael Rogers, Baden Cook, who got the green jersey at the Tour de France. Cadell Evans, of course, he really did reach the pinnacle. And the assembly line continues. We've got Richie Porte now. We've got Cameron Meyer. So many Australians applying their trade as professional cyclists over in Europe. And I report that when I talk to you guys every July. It's encouraging. And Australians are highly regarded in the world of cycling.
Mike, you've forgotten the great Phil Anderson, who not only was world-class cyclist, but also had his own TUI's ad.
Well, that's right. I remember those TUI's ad, Jimmy. And look, he was. He is. He is the pioneer. He was the one that opened the doors for so many Australians in the ensuing years, in the 90s, the 2000s and 2016 and 17. Phil Anderson, the only Australian, the first non-European to wear the yellow jersey at the Tour de France. He didn't win it. He came fifth a couple of times, but wore that yellow fleece, I think, on 10 occasions during his career. He is the godfather of Australian cycling, that's for sure.
You'd swear his legs were pistons as he rides off in the distance, Mike. That's what you'd think.
Is,
hey,
that,
is
that what you need to do to cycle? Just get into the Tuis, cans of Tuis.
Apparently. According to mid-80s, 1980s advertising, that's all you needed. Mike, a winner for this the Tour Down Under.
Yeah, look, Simon Gerrans, nobody has won more Tour de France, Tour Down Unders than Simon Gerrans. Last year's champion is back to add to his tally. He's among the favourites. He's won it four times. Richie Porte, definitely among the favourites. Peter Sagan, among the favourites as well. And look out for this little Colombian fellow from Orica Scott, Esteban Chavez. He makes his Australian debut. He has got the biggest grin, and we talk about personalities like Peter Sagan. This guy is the most likeable fellow you could ever meet. Makes his debut, rides for Simon Gerrans' team, Orica Scott, so they've got a couple of options there. But he is Colombian. He's South American, but he's turning into an Aussie. Wait till you hear him speak. He's got all the intricacies of an Aussie. I think we're going to adopt him sooner or later.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, I think we're going to have a chat on Sunday as well, Mike, and the boys will chat during the course of the tour next week as well. Always great to chat, mate. From a broadcast point of view, how do we watch the Tour Down Under?
Yeah, look, Channel 9 are the official TV rights holders. There's live coverage beginning Tuesday of next week from Stage 1. And look, I'm a member of the SBS team, been there for many, many years. We're here in Adelaide. We're covering it through the Cycling Central website. There are nightly packages on our SBS World News. So, look, we're here for social media and we're here for our news network as well. So a lot of networks are covering this. There's a lot of tennis on, of course, cricket. But the Tour Down Under, it's huge. Believe me, a lot of people from all over Australia make a beeline to Adelaide because it is the centre of the cycling universe for the next week.
Absolutely. Huge event for Adelaide and South Australia in general. Good on you, Mike. We'll speak Sunday and enjoy this tour.
Will do. Thanks.
Mike Tomalaris, SBS commentator there. He's fantastic with his cycling and great to have him on the program.